You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, Bold and the Beautiful fans. It's Soap Dirt on YouTube, and we want to talk about Liam Spencer and an upcoming freakout. We think he is going to make a major misstep by confronting Thomas about Hope's crush, and it could cost Liam everything. We want to dig into this based on some recent dialogue with Liam and upcoming official spoilers, and we want to talk about a major misstep that we feel like that Liam is about to make. If you haven't already, reach down, click that subscribe button so you don't miss any of our Bold and the Beautiful spoilers, casting news, all the stuff that you need to know to stay current on B&B on CBS Daytime. All right, so let's dig into this. So, spoilers again and continually have Liam showing back up at Forrester Creations to confront Thomas. This is going to be an ongoing theme on repeat, but the next confrontation between them could be something that Liam comes to regret because it may come back around to bite him in the butt. So this week, we already had Liam whining to Wyatt again, and at least Wyatt gave him a piece of good advice. Wyatt basically told him that Hope's the one who's working overtime to reassure you, and you're not doing right by her. So that was pretty smart because Hope basically just told Thomas while they were in San Francisco on that business trip that she's basically exhausted with Liam and with constantly reassuring him and petting him where it comes to them. But at the same time, Liam is still fully delusional about things that are happening. He has this whole different reality inside his mind that's not the same reality that all the other characters are living in. We did this video the other day. You can check it out in our Bold and the Beautiful spoilers playlist about Liam self-gaslighting. Liam talks to Wyatt, he talks to Dad, and then he gets himself all worked up, all bunged up. He gets his panties in a knot, and then he runs around and he like says stuff to Hope that irritates her and puts her on the defensive, and then he runs over to Forrester Creations and he says stuff to Steffi, and then he goes and he word vomits all over Thomas, and then in the process, Liam just keeps spinning himself up. It's not a sexy look. It's not a good look. That how can Hope be attracted to that look? And every time they've hit the sack recently, all she's been doing is thinking about Thomas, because Liam is just exhausting. He's an exhausting waffler. And so all this is going to come to a head over the next week or two, and it's going to give Thomas some crucial information that could turn everything on its ear in this plot. So Steffi feels like that Hope is in denial about her feelings and is lying to her. Steffi talked this through with Finn the other day at the house, and this week Steffi decides to tell Liam what she feels is going on. So basically, she is going to drop this truth bomb on him. This is on Wednesday, May 24th. And she tells him, look, get off my brother's back. Thomas is not the problem. Hope is the problem. Hope has a crush on my brother. I am very worried about what's going to come out of this because my brother has been putting in all the work, all the therapy. He has changed himself. And in the process of changing himself, he has somehow legitimately attracted Hope. And you need to get control of your wife before she ruins my brother's life. So imagine Liam's ears hearing these words from Steffi, who he has no reason to think that she's lying. Okay. If Steffi had come to him and was saying something to try and break up his marriage with Hope, then he might think, oh, maybe Steffi's doing this because she wants me back. No, there's no possible motive that Steffi has to be dishonest with him about this. She is coming to tell him a truth that she knows Hope doesn't want him to hear, but it's a truth that she thinks Liam needs to hear. It's not so much that Steffi gives two shakes about Liam and Hope's marriage in particular. What I think Steffi is doing is she is trying to protect her brother. She feels like that Hope's crush, if it doesn't get taken care of, if it doesn't get under control, that it's going to ruin Thomas's fresh start. Steffi goes into this conversation with Liam with the best of all possible motives. But it's hard to imagine that Liam can accept this in any world. Remember, we have mentioned this a couple of times in recent videos, where when Thomas was trying to reassure Liam that nothing is happening between them, he said, look, even if Hope came on to me, I would never do anything about it. And Liam's head just blew up. And he was like, well, that'll never happen. It's happening. And it's kind of fun, frankly, because I'm not a big Liam fan. I think he's a whiny waffler. But even so, even if you love Liam, he's still being pretty extra right now. So when Steffi tells him this, he is not going to want to believe it. He's not going to want to believe it. And then Hope and Steffi are going to have a confrontation. And basically, Steffi's going to corner Hope and say, look, I know what is going on in your head. I know that you were lusting after my brother, and I tattled on you to your husband. So now you're going to have to face reality and work through this. Steffi is pushing. She thinks she is pushing Hope into a corner where Hope has got to just get over this crush and just stick with Liam and just stop the nonsense in her head. However, we also have some spoilers that show that Thomas gets a clue soon about how Hope feels about him. And I'm wondering if it's going to come from a confrontation with Liam. So in the latest B&B promo video, again, check our Bold and Beautiful spoilers playlist, and you will see the promo and our breakdown of it, where Liam confronts her, and he's basically going to say, this is what Steffi told me, is this true? So Hope is going to have this opportunity to come clean to him. But the question is, will you? She almost told Thomas the truth early this week, but basically Hope is lying to everyone. She's lying to herself. She's lying to her mom. Too many people have figured out what's going on with her, and it's going to come out. And then Liam, it feels like no matter what Hope says, whether she says she has a crush on him or whether she denies it, I fully expect Liam to go running back to Thomas and blame him. Even if Hope says, yeah, I've developed a crush on him and I know it's not appropriate and I'm not acting on it and I'm trying to deal with it, Liam is going to confront Thomas. Because remember, on Monday, May 22nd, Liam said to Wyatt that, you know, he's trying to trust Hope and he's trying to trust this situation, but there's all these new scenarios keep being manufactured where he and Hope get to spend time alone together. That's a direct quote from the dialogue. New scenarios keep being manufactured. It sounds like he thinks there's some greater power that Thomas is tapping into, that, you know, these are being manufactured. They're not manufactured. There was a work trip to meet buyers. Okay. There is work at the office. Nothing is being set up. There's no machinations. There's nobody setting events in motion to somehow do Liam wrong. But of course, Liam, again, self-gaslighting. He has this thing in his head. So here's what I'm wondering. After he gets confirmation from Hope, hopefully Hope will tell him the truth. But even if Hope lies to him, what Steffi said is going to eat at him. So I feel like within another week, we're going to have Liam back in front of Thomas and accusing him of things. And what is particularly interesting to me is that Thomas is starting to get a little bit of a clue about how Hope might feel about him. And spoilers for later this week say that Thomas thinks about what Hope might feel for him. That's on Thursday, May 25th. But if Liam comes at him with these accusations and Liam actually tells him, I don't know what you've done, but my wife has a crush on you, that is the worst thing that Liam could do. Because once Thomas knows for sure, once he hears from someone credible that Hope has a crush on him, that's going to change everything. If he hears it from Hope herself or Liam or Steffi, and Steffi's not going to tell him, she does not want this happening, but Hope could tell him or Liam could tell him. But I really wish that it'll be Liam that clues Thomas in, because then it'll just be karmic. Because if Liam could just learn to chill out and keep his mouth shut, then things might not blow up in his marriage. But if Liam tells Thomas, Thomas gets a clue, Thomas goes to Hope and says, look, this is what I've heard, please tell me the truth, then that could be the big moment. That could be the breakthrough where they decide they want to be together. If you haven't already, reach down, click that subscribe button so you don't miss any of our B&B spoilers, casting news, and other updates, and let us know what you think. I know a lot of people really hate the idea of Hope and Thomas being paired together because of their past, but you know, that's what soaps do. They redeem villains, and Thomas definitely has had his villainous moments. And the bottom line is Liam's a chronic cheater and a whiner and a waffler. And, you know, it's hard to look at him, the character. Scott Clifton is, of course, very attractive, nice guy. But when you look at the character of Liam Spencer, you just think, ugh, he seems like so much work and totally not worth it. That's my thought. Let me know in the comments below what you're feeling about this. And if you think it might be Liam who actually clues Thomas in about the crush that Hope has on him. And if so, is he going to set his own marriage on fire by running around and running his mouth? We'll see.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast, because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.